It's time for our Community Spotlight. This spotlight is Radford Media Group's public affairs program, highlighting the work people are doing in West Central Missouri. If you miss an episode or want to listen again, you can listen on demand at mykdkd.com, then by clicking on the podcast tab on the homepage.
We have representatives from the city of Clinton to talk about some issues they want to share with the general public out there, get the word out about a few things, and we welcome Mayor Carla Moberly here this morning, and Christy Maggi's with us too, and we were waiting on Rob Hills, and Rob may join us later, but we'll chat with Carla here this morning to get started and see what's going on. Carla, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome, and why are we here today?
Well, we're back to talk about the August 4th ballot issue. That is the only Clinton-only issue on the ballot this time. That's it. So, as we talked last time, 6 years ago, the citizens passed a 1/8 of a cent sales tax that was strictly for the Park and Rec Department that was used specifically to totally renovate the Artesian Park pool, the bathhouse, the parking lot, all the lighting, everything at Artesian Park. That has all been completed. So that tax is going to fall off
in
March
31.
So looking ahead, probably 6-8 months ago, I asked for volunteers to be a not the park board, but a park committee, and it was a group of citizens, and I had kind of all interests that all did all kinds of park. You know, there were parents of young kids, there were pickleballers, there were tennis players, and we got together several times and kind of put down dreams of what we'd like to the park department to do moving forward. If funds were available, so this group put together. So then we put out a survey that just citizens could put their wishes in. What do you want to see? And by a huge majority, the citizens that voted voiced their opinion was Artesian Park.
Bring it back to its glory yesteryear.
Yeah. I don't know if people, maybe some people that haven't lived here forever realize how big that park is. Besides ball fields, swimming, there's all kinds of shelter houses. There's an 18-hole disc golf course. Then you go on the backside. There's tennis courts they play pickleball on. There's horseshoe throwing. There's a group that, and there's more shelter houses there. More minimal playground equipment. And then you keep going, and then there's another couple shelter houses. And there is so much of that park used for family reunions and cookouts and
birthday parties.
The park gets used so much.
Yes.
And it's big, and it's been there for a long time. I was telling Christy, you know, I'll tell you my age. When I was a kid, I swam in the Artesian Park pool. We won't talk about that part. And what was left over of the old hotel. And so it's the Artesian, that's where that name comes from, is the water. The spring, the Artesian springs, if anybody didn't know where that name came from. So citizens have spoken, the council listened and said, okay, we'll put the 1/8 of a cent back on the ballot. Your taxes, it's not an increase, it's renewing 5 years again.
A continuation of what we currently have going on.
And it's very specific. That 1/8 of a cent will be used for Artesian Park improvements, restrooms, shelter houses, and a walking trail. That was important. And some ADA accessible at parks and ball fields.
For parking and restrooms and things, ADA accessible. So important these days. So we're looking to basically just let the public, you know, we got an election coming up. I think everybody's ready for it to
I
be
think
over.
So.
And there are some issues on there, but this is one that we want to let everybody know. We're not saying, hey, new taxes, new taxes, more money, more money. You know, this is a continuation of what we currently have. So if you could see it in the kindness of your heart to continue to fund this, because it's the public wants it and we need it and we want to take care of our parks and keep moving forward. So here's a way we can do that.
Okay. This would just pick up where the current one falls off.
Right.
It just continues.
And that fall, that ends in March of next year, and then this would be implemented for another five years.
Is that
what you said, 5 years?
Then it would sunset again.
And then we can, when we get to that point, we can decide, hey, let's continue it again and continue to improve. Or if we think we've got everything done at that point, it will expire and go away.
And I'm going to let Christy talk about this part, the walking trail. Christy and I and the city council are always on the lookout for somebody else's money to help us with
it. Right. Okay. Sure.
And
sure.
So if this were to pass, we would work on a DNR park grant for the walking trail.
Any have you gone so far as in the planning for a walking trail? How long is it? Is it a mile long or two? You don't really know yet. I mean, are there some initial plans of where to put it and how long, so on and so forth?
We put together a plan a few years ago, and we applied for a grant then. Mm-hmm. It wasn't successful.
There's Rob.
And so this, we're going to give it another try. It's a land and water conservation fund grant through the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Mm-hmm. The application period ends, it's just coming up right now. So it's going to be another year before we can actually get our application in because we don't know whether we'll have the funds or not.
Right.
So, okay. But that's okay. This is going to be a pay-as-you-go project, and it'll give us, if we are successful, it will give us a chance to put this application together. We'd know later in the year if we got it. And so it would be 2008 before.
28.
I'm sorry, I'm losing 20 years here.
Yeah.
28, that we would begin work on that.
Right.
And it's a 50-50 grant if you qualify. Mm-hmm. So it would sure stretch the money.
Right.
For that.
Right,
and
right.
So we'll be delving into that with getting a design before long.
Okay. Rob Hills is here with us and joining us. Good morning, Rob.
Morning.
Welcome. Anything you want to dive right in.
Because you're on a perfect subject that our parks include they improve our quality of life.
Sure.
You know, for health reasons, for places to get together and meet. There's certainly a lot of stuff that our parks provide and give back to our communities. And one aspect that I wanted to come in and talk about this morning is that parks are and people don't always look at it that way, but parks are part of our economic development. I think that's a misconception that we see that they're only recreational facilities, and in reality, they're part of our economic structure or infrastructure, just the same as our roads are, our sidewalks, and those. And whenever larger businesses or new businesses are looking to invest, there's certain items on a checklist that they start looking for. Infrastructure is one of them.
Is there a park nearby?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when they're wanting to, they're wanting to invest economically where that's going to give back to them. And our infrastructure is one of those when it comes to how favorable they look on an area, public safety is another. And you know, if you have favorable responses to those areas, and you're looking to expand those areas and those areas which give back to your communities in fold, then give back to our infrastructure and our economic development.
Right.
One other area that I might hit on real quick
Rob,
is something that's important to all of us is property values, and good parks help increase property values, which benefits everybody.
Yes.
You know, and there are certain folks when they're looking to relocate, whether it's within our community or they're relocating from another community and coming in. You know, it may be, hey, you know, look at this great park that's just a block away, and how great that would be for the kids to play there. We could have birthday parties there. Everybody wants their property values to continue to increase, and good parks give back to that.
So again, we're talking about continuing the sales tax that is set to expire the end of March, but looking to extend it for another 5 years to continue to fund the upkeep and the improvements of our park system here in Clinton. So again, it's not a new tax. It's not we're, you know, got our hand out saying, hey, we need more. It's a continuation of what we already currently have going.
So if there are people listening to this that are maybe newer to the community, or maybe just aren't aware, all they got to do is go out to the community center and talk to the people at the front desk and get up to date on programs and everything that's available.
Yeah.
And they would be very helpful to fill people in on. So absolutely. If you want to know something, go out to the community center and have a visit with people.
And they will fill you in on what we have to offer. Again, want to encourage everybody to get out and vote. You have no rights to complain if you do not cast a ballot. And that's one of the greatest things about this country we live in is you get a say-so. Mm-hmm. So everybody get out and vote on Tuesday. We will have election coverage for you here on 95.3 KDKD.